From NPR West, it's All Things Considered. I'm Arun Roth. It's time for the new and the next. Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Ozzy. Each week he joins us to talk about what's new and what's next. Welcome back, Carlos.
Arun, always good to be with you.
Good to have you back. You introduce us to Catherine Finney this week. She's a black female tech entrepreneur, which is a really rare thing, and she's very discontent that that is a rare thing. Tell us what she's doing about it.
So, incredibly interesting woman, a Yale graduate, although she had heard for years that the dearth of women, and particularly women of color in Silicon Valley companies, was due to, quote-unquote, a pipeline issue. She said, that's not true. There are great women out there who want to get involved. And so she launched a conference last year called Focus 100. Lo and behold, several hundred black women who were interested in launching tech startups showed up. And subsequently, she's built an entire company around it called Digital Undivided that is helping, in a sense, incubate, mentor, and in some cases, find investment for black female entrepreneurs. And Catherine's work has taken her to Detroit, to East Palo Alto, to parts of St. Louis, to Harlem, and she's saying that there's incredible talent there as well.
It was something from the piece that I found shocking. I mean, I expected there to be a disparity, but I think the figure was, am I right, 1% of venture capital money is going to African Americans?
Sadly. And by the way, less than 10% were women of any color.
Wow.
So part of Catherine's view was there's a huge opportunity here, but she thought that it needed some coordinated incubating.
Now, that's pretty recognizable as the sound of a ukulele, but this one is designed in a unique way, right?
So these wonderful guitar-like instruments for years have required really fancy woods and other things. If you were building a classic ukulele from the acacia tree on Hawaii, you'd use something called koa. But a guy named Joe Lutwak in San Francisco, who was very environmentally focused, said, is there a way that we could build a premium instrument but do it in a way that was eco-friendly, and consequently help create a number of interesting materials, including one that he calls ECOA. And so he won't give us too much on what goes into those ingredients, but what we know is that these beautiful instruments aren't just used by everyday people, but the guy who's known as the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele space, a guy named Jake Shimabukuro, even uses them himself.
Finally, Carlos, there's a piece from you this week about this hotel in Hong Kong well, why don't you tell us why it's so amazing?
Well, Arun, now I've traveled over 50 countries from Iceland to Zimbabwe. I've probably stayed in, by my last count, some 500 hotels. But my favorite hotel in all the world is a space in Hong Kong called the Upper House. Now, this hotel is only a couple years old, an absolutely stunningly designed hotel, with the most magical service ever. So I love to play basketball, Arun. Not a very skilled basketball player, but everywhere in the world I go, I love to play. I was having the hardest time finding a court in Hong Kong, and I had been there no less than 12 hours before they found me a midnight basketball game packed with 50 other Hong Kong natives playing basketball in the steamy heat. And so
it's quite a concierge that can hook you up with midnight basketball in Hong Kong.
Hey, anytime you can get something like that, especially when you're a guy like me who doesn't like to run or ride the bike, you're certainly appreciative.
Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Ozzy. You can explore all the stories we talked about at npr.org/newandnext. Carlos, thanks again.
Always good to be with you, Arun.